So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, back for her tech takeover. TLDR, too long, didn't read, is Elon Musk themed, Jess, is that right?
Yeah, and the reason I've tried my best to avoid dwelling too much on what's going on, because a lot of it is delulu. But we saw Elon Musk and his young son, X, in the Oval Office with President Donald Trump in the last 24 hours or thereabouts. And Elon Musk, this was the first time that he faced questions and appeared alongside President Trump since the president took office yet again. And he answered questions about his work with Dodge, which I think is a great name. It's the Department of Government Efficiency. So this is a role that Elon Musk, who's not an elected official, we should remind everybody, has been fronting. And there's been a lot of controversy about the work that's being done. Because speaking on Tuesday, President Trump said of the work that Musk has been doing that they found fraud and abuse. He's estimated more than $1 trillion in wasteful spending that would be recovered. Now, this was presented without evidence, without any further information, without any breakdown of where that $1 trillion would come from. Elon Musk has also said that he's taking a common sense approach to things. So essentially what Dodge has been doing is going in and looking at the size and the spending of the federal government. And he's been given the authority to make cuts where he sees fit. So we have heard of Dodge officials going in, sitting in on meetings, sitting over people who are part of the federal government, going about their business, deciding that what they're doing is not impactful or is too costly, and letting people go left, right and centre. And this has led to Elon Musk having to come out and refute claims that he is essentially engaged in a hostile takeover of the US government, which, again, I just find baffling. Because let's take the wind the clock back to October 22, when Elon Musk took over Twitter. And one of the first things he did was let thousands of people go.
Yes.
In a very hostile situation, a situation that has led to individuals taking court cases and unfair dismissal cases. A mass email was sent out saying, if you're not going to work hard and be blindly loyal to me and my vision, you're gone, baby, gone. And that was clearly hostile.
Yeah.
People were up in arms about it. And rather than action being taken, we're now seeing pretty much the same thing being done, but from the Oval Office.
Yeah, and one would imagine a lot of this will just get mired in kind of legal action as well. I guess what he has on his side is kind of employment law maybe being slightly more lax on this front in the US than it necessarily is here. I see there was a kind of a piece went up in The Atlantic today as well about, you know, Musk wanting to kind of infuse AI into all of these government departments as well, which is kind of just, it's a terrifying prospect. It's not that long ago that Elon Musk was kind of warning against unbridled AI, wasn't he?
Do you remember
kind
he signed that letter?
Yeah,
with
he was
of
one
books.
Of these people, oh, listen, lads, we need to kind of stall the ball here and just relax the cacks. And now it looks like actually what he was worried about was that kind of Sam Altman and these OpenAI guys were streaking ahead of him. And he kind of wanted somebody to put the brakes on them while he caught up. Is that
100%.
It?
100%. We saw this week there was a back and forth where he put an offer out there to buy OpenAI. He also knows that President Trump is quite eager for America to lead the charge with artificial intelligence. We know that DeepSeek from China put a spanner in those works a few weeks ago. But again, we know that minority groups would be the ones that stand to lose the most if AI is ingrained in the federal government and the operations of the federal government in the US. Why? Because of bias. We know for a fact that facial recognition technology and the human biases that we all have, whether you like to admit it or not, is ingrained in AI because it is something that is built and learning from humans. So if you are a minority group and your life, your payments, your housing situation is left at the hands or at the keys of artificial intelligence, you stand to lose. So I do think, I know that there's a lot of Trump fatigue out there and I know it feels like it's nonstop, but these things do matter. And I think the important thing here is being able to distinguish between what is noise and what is news. And what Elon Musk is doing is news, and it is very concerning news. So we need to keep an eye on it.
Right. What is your tech rec this week?
Going from the Twitter bird to a completely different thing. I've become obsessed with bird watching.
Oh, really?
Genuinely.
Is this because you bought the feeder thing for your parents, for your dad?
Yeah. Well, no, I bought one for me as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I have one in my front garden. And so every morning I have my coffee and I talk to the birds. And it's absolutely fantastic. But I know everyone's judging me. I'm sorry. It was a brilliant app that I would highly recommend. It's called Picture Bird.
Okay.
And what you do is when you take your picture, you can upload it to the app and it'll tell you the type of bird that it is. And it'll also tell you how to look after them. The weather has been freezing cold, it's been frosty and all the rest. So if, like me, you're away with the birds and you want to look after them, download Picture Bird. Don't pay for it. It's going to try and push you to pay for it. Click the little X, get rid of that. Keep the free version and then you can have little birdie friends.
Right.
I know.
That is a little sad. What's your tech tip this week?
My tech tip this week is actually about Oasis.
Okay.
You know that we talked about this an awful lot when the tickets went on sale. There was a whole host of controversy. But just this past weekend, Ticketmaster in the UK, and the reason I'm talking about it is because people like myself bought tickets to see them in the UK because we couldn't get tickets for the Irish dates. But Ticketmaster revoked tickets that were thought to have been bought by illegitimate purposes. So whether that was tight spots, other non-legitimate sources, and several fans have taken to X to complain, saying that their tickets were wrongfully cancelled. So my tech rec this week is if you have Oasis tickets for the UK dates, go and make sure that your tickets are still valid and they are there. Ticketmaster in the UK has said that if you believe your contacts, your tickets were cancelled in error, get onto them. There's a form that is there and it will be reviewed, but just make sure you do it now rather than when the gigs come this summer.
Sage advice, as always. Have you a favourite bird?
The robin is always my favourite. There's only one robin in my garden, sadly.
Well, they're territorial, you see. Robins come back all the time, Jess. You get used to that robin. Name that robin. The same robin will be back year after year after year.
I call him Robin Van Persie. I don't know why.
Robin Van Persie.
My finches are fighting, though. That's my other big story for next week. Tune in next week for more on that one.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, avid bird watcher, Twitchers, I think is what you're called, Jess, in the community. Anyway, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.